More recently, you have started to interact with a military-industrial complex secret space program. There are a lot of movies out there that, according to Pete Peterson in one of the briefings he gave me recently, are showing hardware that this group actually possesses, and they're putting it out in the open, a movie like The Avengers that has a flying aircraft carrier. So what is your knowledge about how this MIC group is working with Hollywood in maybe getting us ready for things that they're going to show us?
Well, according to Sigmund and everyone else I've talked to, they are planning on doing a slow, I guess, disclosure of a certain type of secret space program that, as I stated before, the DIA, NSA, and Air Force, you know, have control of. And they plan on making this program known, which most of the activity happens within 500 miles of the Earth. They have space stations and manned satellites within that 500-mile range. And that's most of the zone that they have control over.
In Ronald Reagan's own handwritten book of his memoirs, comes out in 1985 while he's still president, he kind of lets slip that he was aware that we could put 300 people up into orbit, and there was certainly nothing having to do with the space shuttle that would have anywhere near the capacity to hold 300 people. So what was he talking about there?
He was referring to this program. This program, there are several decent-sized space stations. There are manned satellites that have anywhere from 3, 6, 8 men on duty, and or I should say people on duty, that are serviced by these triangular craft, and they exchange personnel and supplies. This is the information that our president recently received in a briefing.
Really?
He received a very low-level briefing and was upset because he knew it was a low-level briefing.
We have reason to believe that Trump's uncle was involved with some of this classified information as well. What is your knowledge about that?
His uncle, whose name was John G. Trump, and was an MIT professor or scientist at the time, had actually been called to go out to Tesla's property after he passed away to help remove all of the paperwork and experiments.
Mm.
So this could very well explain some of the comments that the current president made very recently. If you remember his inauguration speech, he mentioned a few interesting things about hidden technologies at the very end.
We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the Earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow.
So he's describing technologies that could include free energy, that could include age reversal or at least disease reduction, stuff that seems pretty out of the box, and it's a big cowboy move for him to make promises like that in his inaugural address. So, I mean, granted, people would say, well, yeah, politicians, they just make stuff up all the time. But is there something more to these statements?
Well, you take that his uncle was involved with this free energy type technology, or allegedly, then he may have heard things down the family line about free energy being invented and available. So he may have had that information, and when he received the briefings, he realized that he wasn't getting the full information from his security advisors.
You seem pretty confident that Trump thinks that he only got low-level information when he was told about the military-industrial complex space program.
Right. He wasn't told about any free energy, any of these healing technologies in this briefing. But he sent a secret presidential memo, according to the information I received, to the Department of Energy, to the DOD, and another group, requesting that, or basically demanding, that they declassify over 1,000 patents.
Wow.
Out of 5,700 or so. And I guess some people may not know, but it's documented that there are at least 5,700 patents that have been deemed harmful to national security.
Why would somebody invent something and then thousands and thousands of things are not being allowed to be shown to us?
Well, it comes to, I guess, the almighty dollar. Advanced energy technology would put the oil companies out of business. Advanced healing technology would put people even more powerful, the pharmaceutical conglomerates, out of business.
So what happened when the president asked for these patents to be declassified? That seems like a really strong and bold move.
Yeah, he received the typical pushback, and these groups said it will take at least 10 years for us to get all of this ready, but we'll start working on it right away.
10 years?
Yes, and he immediately pushed back that he wanted them released in the next 3 years.
Hmm.